The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Wisdom Regarding Those Who Killed the Messiah, Who Is Called Christ. October 16, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. Those who say the Jews killed the Messiah, speak rightly. For I know all the works of men. And in that day did I harden their hearts, to accomplish my purpose. For in the days of Abraham, even unto Moses, did I establish my people as the chosen to give sacrifice, for the cleansing of sin. Behold, I gave unto them, my only begotten Son, the Lamb without spot or blemish, that all written by the prophets should be fulfilled, in the Son of Man. Yet to those who cry, but the Romans crucified the Christ, not the Jews, I say this. You lack understanding, and do not know that which was foretold by the prophets, and written in the scriptures of truth. For the Romans did indeed crucify him, and his blood is on their hands, even as it was on the hammer, which drove the nails. Yet I ask you, are the Romans likened unto the hammer, or he who forged the hammer? Whose guilt is greater? He who holds the hammer, or he who had placed the hammer in his hand? Most assuredly I say to you, both are guilty. But woe to those who forged the hammer, and placed it in his hand. Theirs is the greater sin. For they denied the Holy and Innocent One, reviling him, and instead asked for the murderer to be set free. They killed the author of life. Yet those of greater wisdom know all are guilty. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. And for this reason, Yahushua the Messiah was sent to die for all men, thereby freeing mankind from the chains which held him captive, loosing him from the bonds which bound him to the punishment of sin, which is death. So then as the Messiah was crucified, and died, and is risen, so too must you crucify your life of old. Who you were, must perish, along with your sinful ways. Then shall you truly be born again, revived and restored, in the image of God.